100 word stories. All right, let's go with LinkedIn. I know you could probably hear the sound of the air purifier in the background. I have it set for a routine. If there's good air, go to sleep mode. If there's presence in the room, set it to low. If the air gets a little wonky, set it to medium. And all the routines overlap and it just goes crazy. So, yeah. Anyway, that's the logic that will be a lot better when eventually I go to home automation. What is it? Automatic home? The one that's the one that runs on a Raspberry Pi. Anyway, LinkedIn, it's by Lawrence Simon. So I made a LinkedIn account, connected with a bunch of coworkers and people I went to school with. And then I let it sit for years. Every now and then, someone requests a connection. There was a bunch of people congratulating me for a work anniversary. Then there's the waves of connection requests by coworkers. Usually that's a sign something bad is coming. They ask me for recommendations, so I agree, and then the prospective employer calls me and I tell them the truth. You know what? I recommend that you hire me instead. And I hang up. That's it for today's 100-word story. I use LinkedIn for odd thoughts about work-related. As you're supposed to keep LinkedIn professional, and I keep it professionally weird as opposed to just generally weird, where I like posted up a little movie of the flip of a baseball card. Jose Abreu, because everyone kept saying, "Oh, it's the back of the baseball card that matters." So I flipped it over and I wrote "no" on the back. It was like a dollar. And I used a posted, clear posted note to put it on there. So, anyway, no response to it. And I'm like, oh, I must be shadow banned by Twitter for all the crappy things I said years ago. And they've never removed it because I'm nobody. And good. It's about time I fit in. Anyway, that's it for today. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.